Welcome to Elsick Insights, a storytelling podcast where real emotions meet quiet breakthroughs. Each week, we follow the lives of young people navigating pressure, purpose, and the path to becoming. These aren't just stories, they're reflections inspired by the real life journeys we all face and supported by Emergent Life Skills, here to guide you toward growth, clarity, and confidence.
Jada has it all together. Head of the student council, straight A student, always smiling. But what happens when the pressure to be perfect becomes too heavy to carry? In this episode of LC Insights, we step into the quiet moments behind the accolades and the truth Jada hasn't shared with anyone. These stories are inspired by the real emotional journeys we all face. Supported by Emergent Life Skills, here to guide you from pressure to possibility.
And now, our Student Excellence Award goes to Jada Taylor.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be standing here. Why is it so hot? Why can't I breathe? Don't show it. Don't you dare show it. Smile. Just smile. Just 5 minutes. That's all I need. Get it together. They're waiting for you. You're not supposed to freak out. You're the one who has it together. Everyone's watching. Everyone's counting on you. Mom, Mr. Lewis, the entire student council. I can't do this today. Look at yourself. Smile's gone, eyes are red, you're a mess. But still, no one knows, not really. You're fine, you always figure it out. What if I don't want to figure it out anymore? What if I just said it, said that I'm not okay? Ms. Chen's check-in, I forgot. I told her I didn't need it anymore. But maybe just this once.
Hey, Jada, glad you came. Take your time, you're safe here.
She always says that, you're safe. Like she knows I'm carrying something, even when I don't say it out loud.
You looked a little off on stage earlier. I know the spotlight can be a lot sometimes.
It was just a lot of clapping, I'm fine.
You don't have to be. I actually wanted to mention something. There's someone new running student wellness sessions. Coach Remy? They're not a therapist. More like a guide. Really grounded. A few students have said talking to them felt lighter.
No pressure, just if you ever need a space where you don't have to explain everything.
Coach Remy. I've heard that name before. Ava mentioned them. Said they asked her one question and she cried. I don't want to cry. I want to breathe. But maybe it's the same thing. Could you send me that info about Coach Remy?
Of course.
Not fixed, but honest for the first time. I don't even know what I'd say. But for the first time in a while, I want to say something. Not for applause, just for me.
Thank you.
I've had this journal for 6 months. Bought it because the cover was pretty all gold stars and manifest your magic in cursive. I've never written a single word in it, until now. I'm tired of pretending. Tired of being the one who never messes up. Tired of smiling when I want to scream. Today I almost broke, and I think, maybe that's okay. Maybe I don't have to fix it all tonight. Maybe I just have to start telling the truth. That's it, just like that. And for some reason, it feels like enough.
Hey, if you just finished Jada's story, you might be sitting with that feeling, the one where everything looks fine on the outside, but inside, it's just tight. Pressure to perform, pressure to please, and maybe the scariest pressure of all, the pressure to be okay all the time. I want to tell you something Jada didn't hear on that stage. You don't have to smile through it. You don't have to hold it all together just because people expect you to. In fact, letting go, even just a little, can be the most honest thing you'll ever do. If this story brought something up for you, here's a small practice. Take a moment, today, tonight, whenever it feels right, and write one line in your notes app or your journal if you have one. Just one line. Answer this. I'm tired of pretending. That's it. Don't overthink it. You don't have to fix anything. You just have to name it. That's the first breath of truth. Your feelings aren't flaws. They're signals. And sometimes, they're just asking for a quiet place to land. I'll see you after the next story. Thanks for listening to Else's Insights. If this story moved you, share it with someone who might need it. For more tools, coaching, and quiet moments of growth, visit emergentlifeskills.com. And remember, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to begin.